of 57. It looks like the front half of Saturday morning is going to be wet with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms. The back half should be dry at 70, and then more shower and thunderstorm chances Sunday with an afternoon high of 72.
All right, Chuck, we topped at 76 here yesterday. 3/10 of the rain gauge from thundershower activity yesterday afternoon. Right now, cloud cover and 68 degrees here at KVOE Live.
And Lovell.
And our headlines this morning, a service of Ameriprise Financial Solutions. Private wealth advisory practice of Platinum Financial Services. See Tracy Edwards, private wealth advisor, and Jake Scott, financial advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, 702 Commercial, Suite 1B. That's in the Crest Center, downtown Emporia. It is 844.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Cinco de Mayo is just really a couple of days away, and we've got a big preview of a big event. We've got Sally Sanchez joining us, Patricia Sáenz-Reyes, and Katy Peraza, all on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line this morning.
Patricia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. We're doing well. Thank you. Good.
Katy, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. How are you guys doing this morning?
We are doing well. Sally, how excited are you for a huge day of Cinco de Mayo activities coming up here on Saturday?
We are so excited, Chuck and Ron. Oh, my goodness. I mean, been anticipating, planning for this event for so long, and it's finally here. And we're asking you to please continue giving us good weather.
We're trying. I can't guarantee anything, but we're trying. Patricia, what has you so excited here for the event on Saturday and really what this means to the community?
Well, for the first time, you know, we are partnering with Dynamic Disc Open, the DDO. So it's going to be a day full of excitement, Chuck. Very busy. Normally we have our events, you know, part of the day, but this time we're gonna be out there from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. So there's gonna be a little bit for everyone, you know, from entertainment, from food, the sport of DDO, and experiencing that. I mean, it's gonna be pretty amazing. And to add on to that, you know, we have a lot of people in our community attend the event in the surrounding community, but with the DDO being part of this, I mean, we're looking at people probably from across the world being part of our Cinco de Mayo this year.
Well, that's great. And Patricia mentioned, when do things start again?
At 11 a.m.
Okay. And so what specifically, this is a big block party downtown, where specifically, where will you be, Patricia?
Well, we're starting from the 600 block. And correct me, Sally, if I'm wrong, all the way up to the 900 block.
Correct. We have the Cinco is the 6th and 7th, and DDO is 8 and 9.
Okay. Well, that's easy enough. We can go ahead. We got everything stacked on Commercial Street.
Makes sense.
Yep. Katy, how pleased are you to have this as a community activity, which may well, as Patricia said here, have a worldwide flavor by the time we're all said and done?
I think it's really great. Recently talking to a friend of mine who was working on a paper for classwork, I talked about Cinco de Mayo and how really in this community it's changed from a celebration of a battle in Mexico to a celebration of a Latinidad or Hispanic culture. And so, like, we just get so excited to be able to show up different cultures. And, you know, there were more than just margaritas and tacos, but, man, it's really great when we have those around. But, you know, just to be able to show people that our community is diverse and that we are super welcoming and hopeful to show off, like, all of the different ways that we are unified as in this area.
Well, Sally, what can people experience with Cinco de Mayo downtown this Saturday?
Well, we're going to have Socorico dancers. We're going to have mariachi singers and all kinds of the jalapeno eating contest, of course. Mm-hmm. And then we have a Takis eating contest for the kids. And then we have a Grito contest, which is it's a contest that is usually where contestants, you know, they just scream from the bottom of their lungs, and then whoever is the loudest and does it the right way is the winner. So we have that going. Of course, lots of food. Oh, my gosh. We have over 50 vendors. So everybody
what?
Come.
Whoa!
There's a little bit of everything for everyone, so come on out, and it's free. There's no charge to attend these events. So, and then we're going to have Zumba also, you know, doing their dancing thing, which they're so awesome at it. So lots to see and do out at the Cinco de Mayo.
What about music, Sally?
We have music. We have a DJ. We have a DJ Mario going to be playing throughout the event from 11 a.m. clear till 10, well, about maybe 8, 9, somewhere like that. But, yeah.
Patricia, did Sally say 50 vendors?
50-plus vendors.
Oh, gee,
so I mean, talk about, you know, I'm going to focus on the food part, but everybody's going to have a great selection of what to eat. And not to mention other vendors doing different activities. Some are going to focus on children's activities. I know that USD 253 will be out there showcasing what, you know, they're doing with students and for the district. I mean, you name it, they're going to be out there. So for us to say that we have 50-plus vendors, that just tells you the magnitude of the size of this event this year.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you get the schedule that full and the vendor situation to be that burgeoning? Because the way this sounds here, Patricia, this is as big a vendor list as you've ever had.
Right, exactly. And, you know, we couldn't do this without the tremendous support that Emporia Main Street has provided to us. A big shout out to Jessica and Casey out there because, you know, they're the ones that are helping us out with this part of the event planning. And they're putting all that together for us and really showcasing it on their platforms. And, you know, a shout out also to Visit Emporia, who is also, you know, really mentioning the event. So without those tremendous supports that we have with our community, you know, we wouldn't have the size and the increase that we have had so far.
I know, Sally, that Hispanics of today and tomorrow do a lot of fundraising for scholarships. Any of that going on here?
Yes, yes. Actually, we are going to award 16 scholarships to 16 Emporia High School seniors, Hispanic seniors, and they each are going to receive $500. That's the most we've ever awarded. So we were so, so pleased and excited because the fundraising went really, 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 really well, and with the help of the sponsorship as well too. So we are very excited about that. And of course, we'll have the presentation for them as well tomorrow, as you know, too, along with the Royalty Coordination. You know, they're a huge help in fundraising for this program, for the, you know, for the scholarship program.
Howdy, how satisfying is that to be able to give that all that money away for scholarships?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. I've got to mention that Emporia State University and the Philly Hills Tech College, they also contribute to the scholarship to the kids. Of course, the kids that are attending ESU and the Tech College, so it's just amazing how that partnership has just grown, and that just pleases me to no end.
Katia, what's your perspective here on giving away those scholarships, and really how important is Cinco de Mayo in kind of redirecting the community's attention to what you guys do at Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow?
Sure. Just, you know, with the girls, so we have three queens running this year and four princesses, so if you know somebody, they're still fundraising. And, you know, to me, that's so important that they're helping not just their community, but kids they know, and they are also, you know, possibly raising funds for their own way to college. And it just really shows and it's really encouraging, I think is what I want to say, to see that kids are as young as, I want to say, about 8 or so, are already like, yes, I want to be part of my community and I want to help, and I want to make sure that my future is, you know, is there to be able to use those funds to go to college. And it's been really great to watch the girls raise money and compete with each other. That's always fun. So that's going to be one of my favorite parts, I think, on Saturday, the coronation for the Reina and the Princesas. So that's really great.
Outstanding. Well, Cinco de Mayo, Sally, again, really quickly, re-rack the schedule here for Cinco de Mayo and in general terms, what we got coming up.
Okay, it starts at 11 a.m. Hopefully the weather, you know, cooperates with us, you know, and then also we'll begin with the scholarship recognition, the royalty, and then the activities and event, other, you know, with the singers and all that. And then it, and then of course start the block party, you know, at about 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. So everybody come on out. It's free. It's a family fun event.
Family friendly, and we invite all of you to be a part of the Hispanic culture Cinco de Mayo downtown this coming Saturday. Patricia, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Ron and Chuck. It's always a pleasure talking to you both.
Yeah, thank you for your time. Connie, thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right, Sally, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure with you guys. Thank you for having us on. You guys have a great day.
You too. Sally Sanchez, Connie Peraza, Patricia Sainz Reyes. Hispanics of today and tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo, downtown, Chuck, this Saturday.
Yeah, you won't be able to miss it, and you won't want to. So a lot of fun to take place here Saturday, and the preview coming up here.